This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It says the gun nuts hide behind the self-defense and Second Amendment instead of just admitting that they like guns. And Jim Jefferies does a great bit on that. He goes, the best argument you have for guns is, F off, I like guns. And it's a valid point. You have the right to have them. I just wish more people were honest about it. Hey, why do you have 12 guns? Because it's freaking awesome. It makes me feel like Viagra is running through my veins. That's the only reason, to have 12 guns.
Did you see what happened to Jay Leno?
Yeah, he keeps getting his ass kicked.
Well, this is the second time. Well, I don't know if he keeps getting his ass kicked, but he's had some serious accidents before.
Maybe he's just a drunk.
That's possible. I thought about that.
He just keeps falling down.
But are you buying this? He is saying that. So have you seen his face?
Yeah, his face is
Look at his face.
He's all messed up. He was wearing an eye patch and
it's all bruised.
Yeah.
Well, he is claiming he was at a Hampton Inn. And by the way, right there is a red flag. Yeah. He's not staying at Hampton Inn.
Certainly doesn't feel that way.
But maybe he was in a town because he played, did you know that he played in Salina recently?
Really?
Yeah.
Jay Leno?
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah, maybe
we have a theater downtown there.
He's falling on hard times. He's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Jay Leno is
I know, but
rich.
He's got a tour. He speaks to Middle America.
And a Hampton Inn. Maybe is that the best Salina has to offer?
Still making money. No, we have better hotels than that. But maybe he was in a town that only offered the Hampton Inn as accommodations. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah, I can see that.
But apparently he says it rather than walk down and around, it was like a mile and a half to a restaurant to get something to eat. He went straight down a hill because because the road was winding, he could just save time. So he went down this hill and apparently he fell down it and six stories or something and tumbled down and beat up his face. That's what he's saying. Do we think that's true?
No, it's 100% not true.
And then the other one was he got set on fire. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Was it fire? I think it was I think he was working on a car, or he said he was.
An explosion?
I think it was really hot steam, and his face got all burned.
So now he has an eye patch?
Yeah, but see...
Broken wrist?
So Jay Leno's worth $500 million. He's worth $500 million. So you're telling me that Jay Leno is walking to go get something to eat after staying at a Hampton Inn?
Yes. That's what he says.
Okay, first off, no. And second, I'm looking here at the hill, supposedly where he fell.
Yeah.
They have it on Inside Edition. There is zero chance, and I mean zero, that he tried to walk down that hill. No way. Dude, that is not, there's not a path. I mean, dude, that is... I'll show you this. You're telling me that Jay Leno decided that he was going to descend from that?
Yeah.
No.
That's what he says.
No, dude, that's like a 70% incline.
So what happened? What's he covering up?
He got his ass kicked.
By who?
He's in some sort of gay beat-up club. He's like in an underground homosexual fight club.
That's, homosexual fight club?
That's what's happening.
How do
it's
you
way
even
better
know
as a gay beat-up club.
Yeah. That's what he's involved with.
What?
Yeah. I'm gay.
100%.
How do you know about that?
You don't want to know. Hey, you know, sometimes I show up. Remember I had that broken nose and a black eye?
Are you in a gay beat-up club?
Don't worry about it.
I ate ass.
Jesus.
Just say, look, I come in beat up sometimes, I got some experience in getting my face kicked in.
There could be something to the drinking thing, though, because what if he was drunk and thought that was a regular hill, and then he just, because he's like, oh, that's, and tumbled down
dude,
it with his drunk ass?
You
I mean,
are
that's
so onto something with the booze.
There's a chance there.
He's probably just an old pickle finger now.
Alcoholic.
Living his best 74-year-old life, although, rich as hell.
Although I find it hard to believe that falling down a hill, the injuries are just to that one specific side of your face and nothing else. Like, that seems like you got hit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like, looks like someone hit him with a like a blunt object on that side of the head.
Yeah. It just seems odd. You know, because normally when you fall like that, if you're falling down, there'd be road rash, right? Like rocks and you know, all that.
There'd be more scratches than it would be impact, right?
Yeah, dude, that is just one side of your face that has been completely bashed in. That seems like a Tiger Woods Elon 5-iron to the side of the face.
Does it say where this is? Pittsburgh?
I'll take a look.
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
He's at a Hampton Inn in Pittsburgh?
No chance.
And they said he went on to do a show that night.
You know, I'm trying to think of the best way to put this.
How did that go?
Well, I don't want to crap on a Hampton Inn. But if you were having a gay beat-up club...
Would it be at a Hampton?
Would it be? I'm just asking the question. I'm merely throwing it out there.
Know. You're the only one that knows about these things.
It's not going to be at the Ritz-Carlton. I feel like it may be at a Hampton or maybe like a La Quinta or something. In Pittsburgh? Blue
I believe
collars,
that's La Quinta.
Yeah, I feel like there's... Is that what it is? La Quinta, not La Quinta? La Quinta? Yeah, there's maybe a Holiday Inn Express. There's something going on here. There's no way. There's no way that dude was just decided to, it was too much to go a mile down the other way. Dude, you couldn't get a shuttle? You couldn't call Black Wolf? Get out of here, Jay Leno. What's going on? Something's up. And there's just no way he's staying at a Hampton Inn. Like,
Maybe he's super cheap.
Well, Joel Klatt does the Hampton Inn, the Hilton by Hampton or whatever. Like, that's the sponsor of college football. You know who doesn't stay at one of those? Joel Klatt. And Joel Klatt ain't worth $500 million. No way. No way. This is suspicious.
If he actually fell down that hill, it had to have been booze-related. That's the only thing. Otherwise, there was no hill involved.
That hill is nasty. There's no way, even drunk, you'd look at this hill and be like, oh, yeah. Just no way. You couldn't even climb up that thing, let alone you're going to descend it?
Apparently Jay Leno doesn't drink, smoke, or gamble.
Yeah, then this didn't happen.
According to the internet.
Sounds like Sook's onto something with the gay beat-up club.
Yeah.
That's the best thing that came from today's show. Gay beat-up club.
Jay, call me. We'll have a
discussion.
Mile. But he's gay.
And of course it comes from Sukanik. Of course.
Something's going down. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I think we need to point the laser at you, fella. What's going on in your world?
You don't worry about it. I come in with scrapes and bruises. You don't need to ask questions.
All right, we got to go. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.